please come to order? The members please vote to signify their presence.
Roll shows 11 members present. Senators Donnelly, Halford, Pete Kelly, and Miller are excused from call of the Senate.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. If members will please stand, the invocation today is by the Reverend Johnny L. Reimer of Douglas Island Bible Church.
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your sovereign power and authority. You've established temporal authorities to regulate and direct affairs and relationships between nations and people. Grant each the willingness to render to you the honor and respect that is due. We recognize that even though giant strides have been made through technology, we still need wisdom, understanding, and patience to deal properly with one another. Grant us that recognition today and the strength to put it to work. We intercede for the leaders of our nation, our state, and our community. Give them caution in times of uncertainty, boldness when truth is on trial, insight in the midst of confusion, courage in the face of danger, and faith when the way is obscured. Supply them with vision to see the possibilities of the future, yet the stamina to keep freedom's bell tolling today. Sovereign Lord, we need a sense of your presence, your love, your forgiveness, and your guidance in the midst of today's responsibilities. Grant this, we pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Senator Hoffman, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 19th through 21st days and Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement number 11.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the journals and supplement be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journals and supplement are approved. That brings us to the introduction of guests. Messages from the Governor.
There are no messages from the Governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House.
We have communications.
The following report has been received. Schedule of compensation for Alaska Court System Supreme Court Justices, Appellate Court Judges, and Administrative Director, calendar year 1990, from Stephanie Cole, Administrative Director, in accordance with AS 2220037D.
Thank you. That will just be held in the Secretary's office. I believe all the offices have been delivered one of those this morning. Are there any further communications?
Those are all the communications this morning, Madam President.
Do we have standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
We have special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate Joint Resolution number 35 by Senators Green, Ward, Halford, Taylor, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska to guarantee the permanent fund dividend, to provide for inflation proofing, and to require a vote of the people before changing the statutory formula for distribution that existed on January 1, 2000.
Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 230 by Senator Green, an act relating to the relationship between employees and labor organizations and prohibiting collective bargaining contracts that require employees to join a labor or employee organization and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations, honoring Marty Foster, honoring University of Alaska Fairbanks Student Investment Fund, in memoriam Bill Lowe, in memoriam Hobart Hyatt, in memoriam Stanley Mulliter.
Senator Mackey.
Moving to ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. We have unfinished business this morning. Senator Ward.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that the citation honoring Black History Month be approved at this time.
Senator Ward has actually moved that we take up the citation on Black History Month as a special order of business. I don't know if we have those on our desk. Do we have them? We do have them on our desk. Is there objection to taking the citation up at this time? Okay, hearing no objection, the citation is before us. Senator Ward, do you want to move the citation?
I move the citation.
Hearing no objection, the special citation is approved. Senator Hoffman, are you?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on February the 15th for personal business.
Hearing no objections, Senator Hoffman will be excused on February 15th for personal business. Senator Adams.
I move unanimous consent that I be excused on February 15th, not subject to the call on state business.
Which day? The 15th?
Yes, February 15th.
Okay. Senator Adams, hearing no objection, will be excused on the 15th. Senator Ward.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow, February the 1st, for state business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ward will be excused tomorrow. Senate will stand at ease. Senator Mackey, under unfinished business.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Pierce be excused, not subject to the call of the Senate. Beginning evening plain time Tuesday, tomorrow, the 1st, until morning plain time Monday, the 7th, for state business.
Hearing no objection, I will not be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Further unfinished business, Senator Wilkin.
President, may we move back up the calendar, introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator Wilkin.
Madam President, in the Grow Gallery, a friend of mine, a constituent, a retired colonel from the United States Army, now works for DOT, and he's a member of the Joint Armed Services Committee to have a meeting today at 12 o'clock. If the Senate would please welcome Mr. Dean Owen.
Announcements. Senator Taylor.
Unfinished business.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12 relating to March Sobriety Month, and also on Senate Bill Number 229, an act relating to the employment of hearing examiners and mediators, Regulatory Commission of Alaska.
No objections, Senator Taylor will be shown as a co-sponsor on those two bills. Announcements. Senator Kelly.
Madam President, there will be a Joint Armed Services Committee meeting at noon today in the Senate Finance Room.
Further announcements. Senator Halford is not here. The Joint Merger Committee meeting that was noticed for this afternoon has been postponed while we await further FTC action. Other announcements? Special orders. Senator Mackey.
Move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.